He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is April the 27th, and it is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And look who's in the house.
Look at it, just in case you're watching on YouTube.
Sanford in the house, too, and we're going to take a look at this market right now. Hey, it doesn't look too bad, really. After those big couple of 200-point days to start the week, I think just holding on to those gains, I'm happy. We're at up 14 today. 20,989. That's quite a level there, almost Mount Everest there. S&P 500 up 2 today to 2,389. We've got the NASDAQ up 19 points. To 6,043. Have I ever said that before on the air? Isn't that a new all-time high in the NASDAQ?
Real close to it. You were 6,000-something yesterday.
Yeah, 6,043. I know that that's a new all-time high. Crude oil, meanwhile, you know, there's just too much oil out there right now, down 87 cents per barrel to $48.75. Gold is down 50 cents. Too much gold out there, too, I guess. $1,263.70. Not enough demand driving prices higher. Silver down 8 cents, $17.28. The euro is at 1.0855 as they keep their monetary policy extremely accommodative. If you want to hear a boring interview, listen to Mario Draghi when they interview him. I was listening to that this morning. Pretty dry. You know, 10-year yield is at 2.31%, hanging tough in there at 2.3, down near the bottom end of its range. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, and I'm here with Rob Sanford again. Am I wearing you out yet?
Not quite yet. It's two weeks in a row. We've been doing it 3 days a week. Now, tomorrow, however, it's Sanford and Son Radio. But you're calling in again. Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You're doing that first 30.
I love that first 30 minutes. I look forward to that every single week.
You call in from the secret bunker.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started on the newsletter again. It'll be my 20th year.
Now, do you start on that newsletter tonight, or do you wait until in the morning?
Pretty much tonight.
Okay.
You know, and, of course, today.
So the wheels start turning.
And I've been circling, like I say, all week. Stocks, I upgrade here or add one here. I've been circling all week. And
what are you writing about this week?
That's a good question. I haven't really decided yet.
You'll decide tonight.
Yes. It's
okay.
Too soon. I have maybe four or five different ideas
all
in
right.
my head.
Okay.
And more than likely, it will come from the big news this week, where all these companies reporting earnings, and the other big news is. I've been crying. I've been begging on my hands and knees for fiscal stimulus for this economy because the monetary stimulus is run dry. They're not going to cut interest rates anymore for the Fed. They're going to keep interest rates low, but we have needed a shot in the arm of fiscal stimulus. And finally, yesterday, we got at least the outline of what that would mean.
Well, and that would do it. That would give us some stimulus.
I believe that would do it because
sure.
Just cutting that corporate tax rate to a level playing field with the rest of the world. And now you say to yourselves, with the money that a Cisco saves in taxes or Apple or Google or Texas Roadhouse or Chipotle, what would they do with that money? Are they going to give themselves all a big fat raise? You know what? Listen, as a company, you're all about growth. And I think you're going to plow that money back into growth of your own company. So that yesterday was big news coming, the outline of the tax cut plan. And you say, well, why didn't the market jump big time yesterday when they announced that? Because there's an old axiom in the market. You buy the rumor, right, which we saw Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
And then when the news hits, it's already been built into the market. And I really think that's what we saw, because when Mnuchin came forward and Gary Cohn came forward and outlined the plan, the market didn't really move. It did start to move. You were in there. I could hear you going, look at the market. It's up 25.
That's right.
It's up 35. And then it settled right back down. Because I think pretty much by then the market knew what the plan entailed. Well, by Monday they knew it, right? And we saw that huge rally on Monday and Tuesday. Now, what would that do to the market? Well, it's going to add to the earnings of corporations. And if stocks follow earnings, and all of a sudden they have less expenses to pay to the government. And you know what? Listen, Nancy Pelosi, God bless her. But
on.
For her to say that government spending is what stimulates the economy, she even went so far to say the best stimulus we can give to this economy is to print up a bunch of food stamps and distribute them. How can she say that with a straight face? You need a robust, growing economy that's creating jobs. How does food stamps help the economy?
Oh.
That's just absolutely ridiculous. How can she say that?
Well, and tax reduction, as you say, will in fact stimulate it. They're talking it could stimulate it to a 3 to 4% growth.
That's what we need.
And boy, if that did that, can you imagine the difference?
Just to keep up with the entitlements that are growing at 9% per year, we've got to get the economy growing at a greater rate than 2% per year. Now, how do we do that? It's not by handing out food stamps. It's by invigorating the economy and taking away some of the shackles that are holding it down. And you know what? Look, Here's our first economic report of the day, and it proves what I've been saying all along, that this economy is starting to breathe on fumes. Core durable goods orders decline in March. I mean, they were only up 0.7%. We were expecting 1.2%. If we don't get the fiscal stimulus, and it now looks like it's coming sooner rather than later.
Now, what is a core durable good? What's
an
example of that? What is that?
Refrigerators and things that last a long time. Durable
right.
goods orders, machinery, et cetera.
I gotcha.
Which that's a real indicator. It's one of the indicators of the economy. The theory would be that if a Cisco gets a tax cut, they're going to buy durable goods. They're going to upgrade their computers, or they're going to upgrade their machinery over at Caterpillar or whatever.
A new refrigerator in the break room.
Factories and things like that. Yeah, look at that little refrigerator.
Yeah, we need a new refrigerator.
It fits three Cokes and leftovers that have been there for 3 weeks. Whose are those?
Those are your science projects.
Okay, here's another indicator that the economy is weakening. Initial jobless claims come in at 257,000. We were expecting only 244,000. So, you know what? It's like we need fiscal stimulus now. And obviously, the plan announced yesterday was about as good as it gets. Now, that's a plan, remember? And from what I'm understanding here, the Congress, which is controlled by the Republicans, is about 80% on board with the plan, the tax plan announced yesterday. And you know what we're going to hear? It favors the rich. You know what? It favors the economy. If it just so happens that it's corporations, and then you've got all the anti-corporation people that are out there smashing windows of Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
And who do they think made their iPhone that they're holding and tweeting with and everything like that? Okay, well, anyways, enough on fiscal stimulus. But we need fiscal stimulus badly to pick up where monetary policy left off. Have you ever watched a relay race, Rob? We were talking about San Diego High School. Now, when I was at Point Loma, where your son goes, we still had Balboa Stadium. That was a beautiful stadium. And it had a beautiful tartan track, quarter-mile track. And I remember watching a mile relay. A guy runs a 440. And that guy's exhausted at the end of the 440. He hands the baton to the next guy, right? And a lot of times the guy handing off the baton will collapse, right?
Right.
Well, that's the way the economy is. The economy is handing off the baton from a dead, tired Fed that's done everything they can do single-handedly to keep the economy going without any fiscal stimulus help. And now, guess what? A fresh, invigorated baton runner is ready to take off running with that baton with tax reform in his hand. And that could go for several laps here and keep this economy growing. Yes, it's been growing for the last 8 years, but it can grow at a lot faster rate than 1.5 to 2%. All right, now where are the companies that will benefit from this handing off of the baton from monetary policy to fiscal policy? We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, it sounds like to me, Rob, that healthcare reform, they were talking this morning about a possible vote this Friday.
So they're going to do taxes and welfare at the same time.
Might get it all done. Well, the taxes won't get done this week, but they may be voting on healthcare reform, which I believe that would also boost the economy, because I really believe that Obamacare has been a drag on the economy. It's been a job killer.
Now, let me ask you this. Why doesn't healthcare operate in the same manner that auto insurance does? Why doesn't health insurance operate the same way? You know, you see all these commercials on TV and radio for Geico and Progressive and all the different auto insurance companies that are competing with each other, which drive the prices down, and people can choose who they use for auto insurance. Why isn't it like that in healthcare insurance?
Well, there's two big issues that you raise there. Number one, in healthcare, you can actually wait till you get sick, which a lot of people are doing. They found that it's cheaper to pay the fine,
right,
not get any healthcare, and then when you're diagnosed with something, okay, and that's part of that pre-existing conditions, they can't deny you health care.
So that'd be like getting in a wreck,
yeah,
and then getting auto insurance.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons. And, of course, the other big issue is, and I'm going to read you the statement from Anthem yesterday. See, the government, we're the government. Taxpayers are subsidizing people to get health care, right? And Anthem says the loss of federal subsidies that support Obamacare plans could push premiums up 20% or more.
Brother.
See, the government is stepping forward and paying these premiums.
But why? They don't do that to auto insurance.
Well, because it's a socialism type of system, you know.
I want the government to subsidize auto insurance.
They kind of want a no consequence for bad decision type of world, right? And so, you know, look, it crosses all kinds of moral issues. It crosses all kinds of socialism versus capitalism. Should people be punished for their bad decisions? You know, there's a lot of things that have to be weighed out here, but in the end, you know, it's the taxpayers. Well, it's not so much the taxpayers because the government is subsidizing, and it's the healthy people that take good care of themselves. Sure. My doubled. Here, I'm a guy that goes running every day, 4 or 5 miles. I try to eat right. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't carouse. My wife's listening, so I better say that. You know, I watch baseball with her every night, and I'm paying double while this guy over here is getting it for free,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
And he's got that trash can full of Constellation brand stuff, you know, on Monday and everything like that. Never runs a lap in his life. And so, look, you know, what can I say? It's not a good system. Something has to give here.
You're all fired up.
And in the meantime, it's collapsing. You know, the healthcare system is collapsing. So we'll see where this all goes. But I think that would be a big stimulus to the economy, too. Well, I'm paying double for my premiums.
Oh, yeah,
give
so am I.
Give me a break
in
my premiums, and I'm going to spend it in the economy, right? So it's all headed in the right direction, it just seems to me right now. Anthem did report earnings. They're doing all right, but you know why they're doing all right? Because the government is paying the premiums and subsidizing the premiums. Anthem is up 3% today, breaking out to new all-time highs, but they're planning on losing those government subsidies, and if they do, like I say, that they're saying it could push premiums up 20% or more and lead it to pull back. They'll get out of the whole federal health care system, so it raises the stakes big time.
So now where are you personally when it comes to investing in the healthcare segment?
I like the good stocks that were good companies before Obamacare, and they're still good companies. I would say the two top companies in this whole industry are Anthem, formerly WellPoint, and United Healthcare. I own United Healthcare. That's the one that I own.
So you're still bullish on being in that area.
But I don't have much exposure to the healthcare sector right now because of all the question marks. So
it's unstable.
Yeah, okay. It is. PayPal, they beat earnings. You know, I use PayPal. I love PayPal. People subscribe to my newsletter and the app through PayPal. PayPal has been on my watch list for a long time here. Why? Well, let's take a look at its ranking in the Best Stocks Now app. It's number 145 out of 4,288. Remember I showed you that list of stocks yesterday that I was circling? Let's just go to it for a minute. I never went on point with it, but PayPal was one of them. And now that they've reported earnings and the stock is bolting higher, look at that. I missed it. Okay? Someone else's dog got to it first. And the pheasant flushed, and it's in some other guy's freezer for the rotisserie tonight. Not in mine, okay? I missed one. And that happens all the time. That's why I have black and blue marks all over, because I kick myself.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, that happens all the time. Well, you know what? We've seen it in fishing. You see the birds and some guy passes you up or something, and all of a sudden he's in a wide open bite.
Or you zig when you should have zagged.
Or you pick the wrong boat.
I know.
You get back to the dock and they're unloading two or three fish from your boat, and the boat pulls in next to you with just loaded with fish.
You know,
I picked the wrong boat.
I remember a few years ago, I chartered a boat for some customers of mine. It was just an overnighter. And the captain came down. He says, look, we can take a chance and go offshore and look for tuna, or we can go to the Coronado Islands and scratch around the Coronado Islands. And I made the choice. I said, you know, let's go to the Coronado Islands because we can catch some bass and barracuda and bonita and have a good time for the boys.
Keep everybody
happy. Yeah, keep everybody happy instead of going offshore. It turns out that everybody that went offshore that day just cleaned up on albacore and tuna, yellowfin tuna and albacore.
And you kicked
just
yourself.
Killed. And I kicked myself all the way back to the dock as we walked up with our sand bass. And
You know. Well, you know, I mean, Anthem's another one I've been circling. I decided, you know, you already got United Healthcare. You don't need another healthcare stock in your premier growth portfolio, which is having a very good year so far. Knock on for Micah. Anthem's ranked number 141 right now out of 4,288. That's pretty good. And they did come in. It's amazing how good companies seem to report good results.
Now, you don't own Anthem, but you own United Healthcare.
I own United Healthcare. Let's just take a look and see how it's doing today. You know, that's not a bad chart at all. It's hitting new all-time highs. All right, Equifax, that's another good one. That's a very good company, a very good stock. Not today, it's down 1.9%, but some more earnings here. There's two stocks I want to feature today, okay, since it's Thursday. I've got two, and they're dividend payers.
All right.
So stay tuned for that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, Rob Sanford. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's go with a couple of stocks here. You know, these aren't recommendations. Look at this one today. That's one I own in my income and growth account.
I wish people could just look behind the screen of Bill Gunderson's computer. He's got all these charts.
They're not all winners. You know, I had Seagate yesterday that really was a big disappointment. So, you know, they're all in the newsletter for good, bad, or worse. And today we've got a big winner in a real estate investment trust. It's an interesting one. I actually own three stocks in this space. For income, how many times have I said I don't like the bond market?
You've said that a lot.
Do I like the bond market?
Since last summer.
Do I ever go with you guys to Chipotle?
No.
Do I like Chipotle's?
No.
Carnitas? No. Okay, you guys know where I stand, all right? I make no bones about it. Instead, I try to be in companies that benefit from rising interest rates and benefit from maybe if we get a little bit of inflation. I believe we will get some inflation kicking up eventually. If we get tax reform and health care reform, I do believe we may get a little inflation eventually down the road, and that's death to the bond market. And I believe now, man, I think the bond market just had another shot fired across the bow yesterday with this fiscal policy stimulus announced.
That is not good
for the bond market. Okay.
And how much money is sitting in the bond market all over this country?
Well, we know that just the U.S. government alone has about over $1 trillion sitting there in bonds that they purchased during their bond repurchase program. But
well, there's more money in the bond market than there is in the stock market.
Way more. And retirees are loaded down. You ever see a guy backpacking and you ever put rocks in some guy's backpack? I know you've done it. I'm always the guy that somebody puts the rocks in the backpack, and about halfway through the hike, I'm huffing and puffing. And I say, what the heck is wrong with? And one of my scouts put rocks in Gunderson's backpack, okay? Well, I feel like that's in a portfolio. I feel like bonds are rocks in your backpack. Let's loosen the load a little bit, lighten the load, and let's get some of this stimulative growth into your portfolio. People are just laden down with bonds and bond funds and asset allocation. And
so what's the answer to that? Now, as a professional money manager, you look at all these people that are laden down with rocks in their backpack, and you've got all the tonnage of these bonds. What do you do? How do you fix it?
You sell them.
You get rid of them.
And you put something in there that's light and maneuverable and growth and going and paying dividends. Let me give an example. CoreSite Realty is not a recommendation. I'm giving an example. This company is a REIT that owns, develops, and operates data center facilities. All right? Now, you and I drive down the freeway, and we see bass boats and things at these storage yards, you know, and RVs that are rusting,
and they
get used once a year. People have them in storage, and they pay their storage fee and everything. These are REITs, giant buildings full of computer, giant servers, data centers across the U.S. Imagine when I go to Amazon. See, I got a grandson on the way in the next three weeks. See what I was shopping for last night? Thomas and Friends Wooden Railway steaming around Sodor. Look at that. Does that look cool? That's a battery-operated train.
I could
sit and watch that go round and round while I'm watching the Padres. It's probably more exciting than watching
the next generation of Gunderson.
Yes.
Will be a train skipper.
Well, even the little one, Gwynny, loves trains.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She goes around, doot, doot. Okay, so anyways, imagine the data centers that store. How do you search through all of these search engines and all of the data that's stored? Well, these REITs, and there's several of them. One of them is CoreSite Realty. COR, they lease space to people that need data centers. They're headquartered in Denver, Colorado, home of the Rockies. And CoreSite is a $3.3 billion company.
Isn't that something? $3.3 billion storing stuff.
Yeah, what are they storing? I mean, air.
Come on. I mean,
machinery, obviously. Hard disk drives, big servers. I've seen one of these rooms with all these huge servers and their lights blinking. And it looks like Lost in Space. Remember?
Right. I remember that. Warning, Will Robinson. Yeah.
All right. They've been growing their earnings by 70% per year over the last 5 years, which is pretty amazing for a REIT. Okay, you're investing in real estate here. The yield is 3.4%. CoreSight Realty, C-O-R, not a recommendation. It's just an example. I own it in my income portfolio. For those folks that need a monthly stipend to live off of, you're going to get your income going forward from capital appreciation and dividends. I think the bond market's up 1% last year, and it's up 1% this year. And it looks precarious.
Oh,
now those are rocks in your backpack, in my opinion. All right, CoreSight Realty over the last 5 years has delivered 35% per year. No guarantees going forward. This is their batting average as they step up to the plate. 50% last year versus 8% for the market. It's up 32% this year versus 13% for the market. And when I bought it, it was ranked about 72, top 100. And after this blowout earnings and this breakout to new all-time highs today, I got to believe the rank's going to be real good on it. But it's one that I continue to own. Now, the probabilities. Okay, last night, I went to bed. The Padres were down 5-3, and I just kissed this one goodbye, which, you know, I'm used to. We have a guy that our third baseman is batting what? 108?
Really down there.
108.
Is it 108? I thought it was less than that. I thought it was like 0.9.
Is he underneath?
Yeah, I thought he was under 100.
Gosh. And they've even benched him recently and brought up Spangenberg. Yeah.
He's been zero for his last 11. I will tell you that.
So he came up last night, apparently, with two guys on
base. Guys on. Yep.
So the probabilities are very low that he's going to do anything. He hit a three-run home run.
I was watching it live, and he jacked it, boy, let me tell you.
So occasionally a bum or a dog or a dog of the Dow or a bum of the S&P will knock the ball out of the park. But we're just trying to put the probabilities on our side. Now, on the other hand, we have one great player on our team, and it's Will Myers, who could be an all-star again this year. The probability, wouldn't you have rather seen him coming to the plate?
I would have, but you know he struck out four times last night.
There you go.
For the first time in like 10 straight games. Now, I was watching that game last night, and I thought you might be as well. And when I saw Shemp come to the plate, I pictured you rubbing your forehead and shaking your head thinking,
I can't stand this
here
guy.
We are in the top of the ninth. And I'm sorry, yeah, it was the top of the ninth, and we've got one out, and we've got two men on. We're down by two. And I could hear you saying, anybody but Shemp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what my wife, I could hear her saying.
Oh, yeah. And then he jacks
I had already gone to bed, but I get a text message from her. She says, wonders never cease.
There you go.
And I thought, you know, somebody crazy must have done something. And I look at my MLB app, and we're up 6-5.
Isn't that crazy? And then we added on.
But still, it's a game of probabilities.
It
right?
is. That now, was a, that was a miracle.
If you're going to go fishing on a tuna boat out of San Diego, go on the New Loan.
Sure.
Doesn't mean he's going to pack the boat with fish, but the guy consistently beats the rest of the market, right?
That's
and
right.
The other fishermen.
Yep.
And I can remember I booked a trip for five, six guys, buddies, you know, and that morning, 2 a.m., I get a call from my son. Dad, my wife's in labor. We're headed to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I call you guys. I say, I can't go.
I couldn't believe that. I'm standing on the dock getting ready to walk on the boat.
But I watched a new little granddaughter. You know, I mean, I didn't watch, but I was in another room, and pretty soon out comes this spanking brand new little girl.
It's pretty good fish to catch.
And then I checked you guys out. You said, we had the trip of a lifetime.
And it was, Bill.
Yeah.
We caught
wide
more
open.
Wide open tuna for all day long.
Yeah. Well, I'll book another trip, and you guys can almost guarantee you'll load the boat, and I'll miss the trip. Anyways, CoreSight Realty, I own it. You know, it's in my growth and income account. Income and growth. Income first. If we get a little growth along with that, so be it. It currently has the average yield of that portfolio is about 5.5%, right in there. And, you know, it has the chance for capital appreciation on top of that. No guarantees, however. It's diversified. One of the positions, CoreSite, doing well. When I come back, I want to talk about another one very similar to CoreSite. All right? This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, He picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let me just rattle off a few earnings here and economic reports before we get to this last stock of the day. Durable goods orders unexpectedly decline, which is just more proof that this economy is kind of like the four starting pitchers on the Padres breathing on fumes, man. Those guys are all broken down, ready to go on the DL. They've just got disabled lists written all over their backs, don't they?
Every one of them.
Every one of them. Well, I see that as the economy right now. And without that fiscal stimulus, which now seems to be coming, and that's why you saw, you know, remember when the health care bill didn't pass and you just saw the market kind of go into a tantrum a little bit and just kind of like, it was sulking. The market was sulking. We need fiscal stimulus. Finally, we got it. We're getting it, it sounds like. Jobless claims increase, more evidence that we need fiscal stimulus. Anthem, talking about they're worried about the loss of federal subsidies that will support Obamacare plans. We've got some good earnings out of PayPal today, good earnings out of Equifax. Good earnings out of AbbVie, which is another one in my income and growth portfolio. We had good earnings out of CoreSite Realty, which is also in my growth and income portfolio. This next one I'm going to talk about, they also beat earnings, okay? And this one is also a dividend payer. Now, given the choice of a bond U.S. Treasury that pays 2.3% as of today, or a good growth company that pays 2% dividend yield, I'll take the good stock. But I don't want to own just one stock. I want to own a portfolio of these. I want to diversify. Another interesting company is American Tower Real Estate Investment Trust. What do you think American Tower does?
I can't imagine. The REIT gives me a little bit of an indication.
Okay, so it has something to do with real estate.
Sure.
Have you ever been driving down the freeway and you see these kind of fake palm trees?
They're cell towers.
They're cell towers.
That's what they are, sure.
American Tower REIT.
Is that what they do, really?
They own cellular towers, much like, you know, I grew up in the billboard business in my early days. My father owned a billboard company. We owned the billboard, and it was in the ground, and we got revenue off of that. It's a great business. We got revenue off that billboard as you drive to Las Vegas and whatnot every month.
So they do the same thing with palm tree cell towers.
Yeah, and, you know, guys like Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile and Sprint and the others rent space.
I had a business at one time
on that cell tower.
That Sprint wanted to put a cell repeater in my attic.
There you go.
And they paid us $1,000 a month to do that.
Did they tell you to cause brain cancer?
Well, that's what happened to me.
Or every time the Padres come on, you get all these lines in your TV and stuff like that. Well, American Tower REIT has been a pretty good... Listen, somebody had an idea. This is now a $54 billion company.
Wow.
How many zeros is that?
That's a lot of palm trees.
That's my son-in-law. Boston, Massachusetts is where they're headquartered. Earnings have been growing. Look at the last four quarters, 23%, 22%, 20%, 25%, and it's breaking out to new all-time highs today. Okay, it provides a 2% dividend yield, not a recommendation. I give examples of not Ryan Schimpf's, who once in a come to bat, you know, 100 times he gets 10 hits, and last night was one of them. Just happened at the right moment. But here's one that, you know, has had a pretty consistent track record of doing better than most stocks in the market. No guarantees going forward. But, you know, investing in a company that owns said cell towers has delivered anywhere from 13, 15 to 20% per year over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. I mean, they haven't knocked the ball out of the park.
No, but that's a needed part of infrastructure right there.
Absolutely.
With all the cell companies that are competing and expanding.
And if you think about it, remember all the dead spots we used to have?
Oh, sure. No more.
Yeah, I had a dead spot in my living room. I lived in when I lived out in the country a little bit.
Yeah.
The phone would go dead in the living room. I'd walk into the family room, go figure. And I could talk freely to anybody all over the world on my cell phone. It was real aggravating. Sometimes, like on a cloudy day, I had to go stand on the front lawn. So I'm standing outside, you know, with my I hold my phone up here.
I remember the day when you drove from LA to San Diego and you'd lose cell signal.
Absolutely.
Once you left L.A., and yeah. you wouldn't pick it up again until you got downtown San Diego.
Now, my wife and I, we drive from here to Phoenix. I never lose my internet or my cell. Never lose it.
It's so, all those fake palm trees.
Yeah. Imagine all the cell towers that is required to dot this planet. And it continues to be a good business to be in, and, you know, it's returned some good returns over the years. The stock is currently ranked in my system number 149 out of 4,288, and disclosure that we do own it in the income and growth portfolio. Okay, you know, here's the thing, Rob, we got a bunch of people sitting there. You know, I talked to somebody yesterday. They have a big portfolio elsewhere, and they've looked at it, and it's just going nowhere. I said, is it laden down with a lot of bonds?
Got rocks in their pack.
It is laden down with a lot of bonds. I've got nothing against bonds, you know, but this
is... Sure you do.
Oh, well, it's not a good environment right now for bonds. You can't go yellowtail fishing in December, you know. You fish on the bottom, and right now by... having bonds, you're fishing on the bottom when the fish are on the surface, right? And vice versa. When the fish aren't on the surface, you got to fish on the bottom with big lead weights and all of that fancy stuff. So that's what we do here. Do I manage money? I forget.
Yeah, you know, doggone it, and I try and point this out every radio show. That's
remind
what you do. You manage money, and you get people fishing where the fish are, and that makes the difference.
I do my best. Yeah. I make no claims, none.
I tend, yeah, see, he tries to get humble
working
here.
Working hard.
But I tend to promote you more than you promote you. And and that reminds me, we have a new segment coming on the Bill, or the Best Stocks Now radio show. It's the Ask Bill segment. And so what we're going to do is have folks either email in or record on our voicemail a question for Bill. And if you want to ask Bill a question on the air, we're going to send you a free book if we use your question.
That's perfect.
How about that?
I love it.
Okay.
All right. Where can they reach us?
855-611-BEST if you want to ask Bill a question. Or go to GundersonCapital.com and we'll be glad to send you a book if we use your question on the air.
All right.
You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill and Rob. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.